Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Mike Shope.
Mike. What day is it, Mike?
And the Bulldog.
Hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woohoo!
On WGR.
Hump day!
Sports Radio 550.
Not to be so predictable by leading every show with something from the College World Series. Can a college... So, fly ball to left just now. Coastal Carolina's in the field. Guy makes the catch. Turns and throws it into the crowd. At the College World Series, are baseballs like in the majors where they're just not... We have an infinite supply. Can a college player just throw the ball to the fans like anytime he wants?
Depends on how much... No repercussions? It depends how much name, image, and likeness money they have.
The left fielder on Coastal Carolina, I'm guessing, has not a lot.
I think it's taken out. He's on the hook for that ball, I think. That's how that works.
Where is the line drawn? Like, the Bison's left fielder could do it, right? He makes a catch running toward the line, makes a catch to end the inning, flips the ball to a fan. That's probably no problem.
I think so, yeah. I've seen lots of players do that at Bison's games.
We had the guy from who wrote the book about the Batavia Muck Dogs.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when they were around that if you got a foul ball, you could exchange it for tickets.
All right.
They wanted the balls back.
They were hoarding them, maybe.
I think they needed them.
Protecting the allotment they had.
They didn't have all that they would need.
Right.
If you wanted to trade it in for tickets, I think you could do that.
They would treat the baseballs like a lot of golfers treat a water hole. Let me reach into my bag and grab one of these scuffed up ones I found. And use this in case it goes in the water. Because I don't want to hit the $3 ball into the water. That's for sure.
If they had to, I guess maybe they would have to do that. Yeah. But so I think it's single A. At least then, it wasn't just throw the ball to the fans anytime you want. College World Series. I don't know. It doesn't seem like nothing.
It's just all gotten so big.
It doesn't seem like nothing to me.
Not a care in the world. How's things on your side of the room over there? Are you notice anything?
Your hair is wet.
I absolutely reek.
Oh.
I don't want to move. Every time I move, I cleaned myself. I did my usual morning workouts, but I had a little extra time, an extra hour, just the way my day fell. Like, okay, well, I went and had a lesson yesterday from Jeff Metis, golf pro, works with the Tee to Green crew here at WGR. Let me go to the range and try to apply some of the things I got from my lesson.
Sure.
And I knew it was warm out, but I thought, that's fine. I've done this before on my way into work. Let's go, 45 minutes, hit a bucket, and, you know, yeah, fine. Ugh. It was so hot. I sweated almost right through my shirt before I even realized it was happening. And there's no recourse now, right? I get done. It's 2:00. I'm coming here. I mean, I could have gone home and texted you. I'm going to work from home today.
No, you know.
Because I smell terrible.
In the pre-COVID, what you could do, and maybe this would have been something that I've done for some reason before, or some reason like that, is you go to promotions and you ask for like the Kiss t-shirt.
A shirt.
Yeah, let me have one of those Wolf t-shirts.
Yeah.
Is that okay? Like, sure, just keep it. Mm. And at least you do that.
Yeah, but that might have
nobody's
worked.
Here anymore, so yeah. That's not an option that you have.
Yeah, I just...
Unless you have the keys.
You've walked by a couple times, and I've
been self-conscious.
Wincing every time you walk by. Like, oh.
I might do it again.
Because if you meant, was it last week one day? We both did yard work, and we smelled like gasoline. I'm sorry if I smell like gas. I never have to walk over to your side of the room. So I never pass you, you'll walk past me on the way out the door here, just the way the room's configured, but it's never really going to be much of a problem for me if you smell bad, but I feel like I don't know.
Well, if you want updates, I'm happy to.
I just hope there's no breeze drifting your way, because
there's never a breeze in here.
I feel disgusting
it's
right now.
It's always hot and no airflow, so don't worry about, I'm not sure that's good, but that's, don't worry about a breeze.
Yeah.
Pretty sure. I looked up the history of the Conn Smythe Trophy today. Sam Bennett wins. Interesting. You know, we talked about it some yesterday and a couple of other times leading up to the end of the series. McDavid didn't get a single vote, first, second, or third. It's 5-3-1. They do points. 18 voters. And he wasn't on a single ballot, McDavid. I guess maybe, I didn't see it. But last night was like, after that game, you really couldn't justify him. Just, they got
he really, they couldn't make any plays. And he was, Owen and I were talking about this as we're watching the game, because, it's 2-0. And he says, this feels like it's over. I'm like, I know, but all they really need, and it looks like, it doesn't look good. Like, Edmonton's not really doing anything. And we just saw this game in game five Saturday night where, a lead and got them in a headlock and it's over for the most part.
Game four was 3-0 after one, though.
Right. That's what I said something to that effect. And really, all they need here, I know they won't get the crowd going because they're in Florida, but all that team needs is one McDavid play. And to make it 2-1 and him like yelling, let's blank and go or something. And maybe they'll get going here, and it's 2-1. But what Owen said then was, yeah, but none of them, they've been close to making good plays, but they keep getting broken up and you don't really get full marks for like almost, you got to make the play. Like great defensive play by Forsling, great defensive play by Reinhardt, great plays that looked dangerous that turned into nothing burgers because they kept getting defended at the last moment. Yeah, he didn't have a great game at all. And I don't know, maybe it was, going to be tough. We talked about this yesterday with our guest winning the player on the losing team like last year, winning it again. Would that be harder for him to do this year? His stats weren't as good as last year either. And in this final, he only had 3 goals, I think, total in the final. So, I didn't like his chances really at all. I think they needed to win that game for him to, for them to have a chance to win the series, obviously, and then have a look at it. But they had a bad night.
Last 30 Conn Smythe presentations, it's 29 different winners.
Who is the repeat?
I'll give you a second if you want it. The only person to have won more than one of the last 30, I believe, I did this just by looking at
it's going to be Crosby when they went back-to-back.
Is somebody who won consecutive years, and it's Crosby. That's it. I don't think anyone else has 2 other than Crosby since Patrick Waugh, who won 3. And his career is cool for this. 86-93-01. It's almost like Jack Nicklaus or somebody, who spaced out
right.
So good for so long that he's got 3 – Conn Smythe Trophy wins over a span of 15 years. Before him, well, Mario won back-to-back in the early 90s for Pittsburgh, and then before him, you've got Gretzky and other guys, maybe Bernie Parent, who had won multiple, but it's only been Crosby in 30 mm-hmm. years to have won two. Well, which team, Florida or Edmonton, which team is the better topic?
I think that the champs are, although, you know, Edmonton is not, you know, uninteresting for sure. I mean, they are still going to have these two kingpin players. I don't know. I'm not.
For how long?
I, good question. I don't know. Yeah, this happens everywhere, I guess. But getting to the finals in back-to-back years and losing, to me, and not that anybody's arguing this point, but is a very different thing than stalking a place where you can't get to the playoffs, like the Sabres have been and were when they had, you know, their lottery guys, Reinhardt and Eichel, at the top of their roster. Now they have other lottery guys at the top of the roster in Dahlin and Power, but that's a very different existence. Like, I don't know that Edmonton. I'm not. I would at this point, and I don't know anything. I haven't read anything. I don't know if McDavid's even been asked this question. The speculation just sort of happens, I think, somewhat organically. I just would be stunned if he tried to push his way out of there. They're close. Like, get a goalie. Dude, well, do something about that. It was a problem for them last year, even though Skinner stabilized and he was pretty decent in the finals for them last year, I thought. But boy, he wasn't good last night at all. The third goal was just ridiculous play by him. This easy softball throw in from the blue line that he just blockers right to Sasha Barkov uncovered in front of him. Like, what are you doing, dude? Catch that puck. So they should be able to keep going, and I wouldn't think he would need a lot of convincing that they can do it. I mean, they are very close, I think, even though this game got, you know, pretty sideways in the end. But I don't know. I think Edmonton has to tweak, but to me, they should be able to just keep going.
He has leverage, though. Like, he has mm-hmm. major leverage.
One more year.
1 year left. It's 10 years now. I know. You know that, McDavid and Eichel, and just how memorable that offseason was, the previous season was. They're 10 years in. So here's McDavid at 28. And I don't know, like, does anybody, he seems pretty private. Does anybody really know, like, what he wants? I mean, to your point, I don't think it's much to convince, to be able to convince someone that Edmonton can win. With him there, I mean, mm-hmm. that I don't think that would be that hard, but he has to want them over literally everybody else. Like, if he gets to free agency, everybody will want him, and so that's what Edmonton has to deal with now. Is like, not whether he wants to push his way out. I wouldn't expect that to happen either, but they either have to make the biggest deal ever mm-hmm. for him. This summer,
right?
Or maybe he walks, or he's traded. Then it's Gretzky, like then mm-hmm, mm-hmm. he's traded. So, you know, it's up to McDavid.
Yes,
like what he wants. If he's the type to want to, you know, he doesn't need a bigger spotlight. Edmonton is really almost there's no smaller one, and he just wants to play out his career, you know, like a good boy for one team. Mm-hmm. You know, like others have done. Fans tend to like that, but. Certainly, there are a lot of guys who are not wired like that, and he certainly also wouldn't have to do it.
Yeah.
So
I just feel like it's a lot to sort of tag him with the – or them with the, you know, he can't win there, or they can't win. Like, they're disadvantaged. And so I don't see that at all. So that doesn't mean he couldn't, you know, privately just think – yeah, it might be better if I went and did this in L.A. or something, you know, marketing-wise, like, you know, not to follow the Gretzky trail eventually. I guess that's probably why I mentioned L.A. first, but I was just thinking of a big market. But I don't know.
Anywhere he wants.
Yeah, anywhere he wants. I guess I would. I'm sitting here right now. My opinion is I'd be surprised if he wanted to use any of that leverage. I would think they make him the highest paid player in the history of hockey this offseason and just sort of keep going.
Also, any other team would also make him the highest paid player in the history of hockey.
Of course, yes.
So that's Edmonton has what? What are Edmonton's pros in the McDavid analysis? He being there can't be one of them because we're talking about him.
Mm-hmm.
So what are their advantages? The legacy stuff, Draisaitl, like
sure.
they have a very good team that of course changes over time. I mean, it's not permanent.
I think he likes the coach. I think the scene is good. I think ownership, I think there's a lot of comfort, I think, in being an Edmonton Oiler. Practice
safe.
Facilities, the whole, like, all the stuff. I think that they've gone all out. I don't at all get the impression that they're just sort of sliding by because they've got Connor McDavid on their team. I think they've done, what any top shelf team in the league does.
Well, isn't it? That's granted, all of that. I mean, what coach is anywhere for more than like 3 years? But like, okay, he's there now. If that's a factor, if that's a plus,
right?
Knobloch, if that's a plus for the Oilers,
I think it is for now. Yeah,
it might be. I think this is sort of a Buffalo kind of thing where it's not because we're paranoid; it's because so many players have left. And that has not that's still continuing, even maybe in the very present for the Sabres, that's still continuing. Josh Allen, we might have been nervous for a minute when Josh Allen got good. Like, what happens? Football's different, and he has never given off any sense that he's not happy playing for the Bills. I'm not even going to start down that road because there's no reason to,
mm-hmm.
right? And he's signed for several more years anyway. I think as It's not really like a good or bad thing, wanting to play for someone else. You could just want it for your life, not because you're bitter about anything or mm-hmm. negative about anything. You could just want, a new challenge somewhere else. So the Oilers, I don't know, but it feels like maybe they could be in tough here with him. And it might have to happen kind of quickly. It ended last night, but draft, free agency, moves are made. When can they make a deal with him?
As soon as the new league year. Like that's the case with Alex Tuch. That's the case with everybody.
How would you feel if it didn't get done by September?
Really bad.
So
really
they,
bad.
They
yeah,
have
like,
until then. Then
sure. I think they have the summer to figure something out, and I would expect it to happen. And I don't know. You're not necessarily saying different. I mean, it could take a turn. I feel like any speculation about that is completely without any substance. I think it's just circumstantial, and I think in a town like this where we live that life with our hockey players, especially, that you're sort of predisposed to like, oh, he's going to get tired of that, and like I just don't know. I just have not seen or heard anything that indicates that could be coming. That doesn't mean it isn't. He could have the tightest lid on it of all time. And as we now get to it is when the questions will start to arise and maybe all the answers won't be what Edmonton fans want to hear. I don't know. But my guess sitting here today is that they'll just figure it out.
I don't think it's necessarily interesting or important that nothing has been said yet, because nothing can be done yet, right? Like they're not allowed to make
right.
a deal with him. And McDavid probably has only ever said the right things. Like, I'm not thinking about that now,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, they're in the finals. So you could understand it if he wasn't thinking about it. He might be a little bit. I mean, most people would be a little bit, but I'm not taking questions about my future. We're in the finals.
Right.
Right. So it couldn't really have been any, like, what did you say? Speculation. It had no chance of being anything more than that before now or until 2 weeks from now.
Sure. As far as like the team negotiating and feeling worried about it, but there are insiders around the league that would know people in McDavid's inner circle. And if there were rumblings, at all, then to me, I'd be paying attention and I'd be kind of on alert. Hey, you know, this, I don't know, this could go badly. It sounds like, you know, his family or whatever, something, but there's been nothing. That's what I mean by that. Like, I think it's all just connecting dots. His contract is coming up a year from now. They lost again. It's a small market. You know, is there going to be trouble? I mean, I don't have to be right. I just don't see – there's just been nothing to get the ball rolling other than the circumstances.
And I'm just saying that that is what it is, and now it starts. And they don't have much time before – it's not even this. I was going to say, they don't have much time before you would get to a point like you agreed to in September. You'd be like really nervous if there's no deal done there, or at least a little bit nervous. But it's not even, it won't even take that long. It's as simple as, this is not just because the Oilers are a smaller market. This could be anybody. It's as simple as, we will offer you anything you want, yes or no. And no is a plausible answer for this player in that market to offer, I think. I mean, most guys would not say no to that. Here's the absolute most we're allowed to do.
Write the numbers in.
Blank check. Here's, you offer Paterka a blank check. Maybe he's not so miserable, if that's even fair to say about him. Right. Like, maybe, like, all right, I guess I'll become the highest paid player in the NHL ever. Like, that would never happen. It's never happened here. Especially if it's McDavid, it wouldn't happen here, maybe. I don't
know. Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
No, that's a question. Ugh. But, like, here's the absolute, this can be pretty, take your time.
Yeah.
Maybe you would, what would you expect to have happen? McDavid would take these couple of weeks, go to a happy place, unwind, and really think about all this. And maybe even July 1 isn't early enough for him to necessarily have an answer.
I imagine what could get the ball rolling one direction or another, one sentiment versus the other, positive versus negative, toward him staying, I imagine they're going to have some sort of end of season stuff with the GM and with the coach, like teams always do. I mean, they'll be the last team to do it, locker cleanout day, right? So I imagine he talks then. Certainly the GM and the coach will be asked questions about his status, the GM especially. And, you know, what is that? I've already talked to his agent. We're gonna meet in a week or whatever. There's some timeline offered, or is it just, yeah, we haven't even really gotten to that yet, or something, you know, just more vague than you'd like. But some kind of clue will come within the next, I would think, 48 hours or so when they get around to doing that sort of thing. And that might be the first, you know, link in the chain to get us to where whatever the destination is going to be.
The GM, who was the GM? I don't know who the GM is, but whoever he is, he's got to figure out how he wants to play this in terms of the public. It's only probably the one, well, there's the draft coming up. There'll be multiple interviews, probably whoever it is would do. But he could be like, sort of like how McDavid would talk. Yeah, you know, we'll have meetings, we'll have conversations. He's great, obviously. We will, you know, it'll work itself out. But I'm optimistic. You know, the kind of sort of generic commentary you would often hear in that from a GM in that kind of situation. Or he could say, he's the best player in the world. Whatever he wants is his if he wants it.
It's Stan Bowman, by the way.
Stan Bowman, who I used to sit near at Sabres games when he was a little kid.
Right.
Stan Bowman. He's got a lot of experience with this kind of thing. But he could just go plain. Brandon Bean. We don't negotiate in public, but we're going to meet, and I'm optimistic. Or whatever he wants is his if he wants it. You know, I think a GM would get judged on how forward, I think maybe is the word, they would be about this. But, you know, you also wouldn't want to sound so desperate, I guess. There's no reason to worry about that. Nobody would criticize the Oilers for being that way about him. Name it. Blank check, name it.
Right.
And, you know, the one thing that could do, if he talks like that, the GM talks like that publicly, is it could maybe press McDavid in a way that he wouldn't want to do through the media, right? Like, you're putting the pressure on him by saying that. Then it's like, do you want to be a bad guy and leave? And then, you know, ultimately we're talking about trades and all that. Quote, bad guy, you know?
Yeah.
If he says,
sure.
If he talks like, we'll do anything he wants. And then, you know, what if the player is thinking there's nothing that's not going to be enough?
Yeah.
Because I'll get all of that and other new perks and a new lease on everything if I'm playing somewhere else.
Yeah. Another piece that has me thinking that this won't turn into any kind of a standoff is that they just got Draisaitl done last offseason. And look, I mean, everybody's got to handle their business, right? So it doesn't have to be that these two guys are joined at the hip for their careers. But I feel like with as tight as they have been portrayed as being, that Draisaitl would not have signed up for 8 more years if he sensed that McDavid was thinking of pulling the chute after his contract is up. But I don't want to be right about that. He also could have just gotten his money and maybe be worried, like, oh, at least I got mine. I don't think he makes that big commitment without some sense, if not flat-out knowledge, that McDavid's going to do likewise.
Maybe. Those things do change, and they have been in the finals 2 years in a row. So different than with the Sabres, whatever our closest examples over the years might be, it's been pretty good.
Yeah.
We're close to winning. Well, maybe we win.
Conference finals 2 years in a row, and then the co-captains leave. Like, that happened here.
Yeah.
So that's not the finals. But that was, their contracts were up.
Might have been different if they were a year apart.
Yeah. Or if the team had acted like they tried to act with Drury during that season, get him extended before he got there, but that got botched and that never happened.
Is that right? That is what happened, isn't it?
Yep.
Sal, coming up at 4 today, the Bills announced the schedule for training camp. We'll talk about that and more with him. 803-0550. Morning guys had a clever idea about McDavid this morning. I want to mention as a compliment to them. We will look for your calls as we go through the day. Of course, Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.